Blog Talk Radio.
And Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I would like to greet my brothers and sisters with the greeting words of peace and of paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. To Reverend Willie Wilson and his beautiful wife, I just want to thank you, brother, for you know, every time we come this way, it's right before a journey. And I don't think this time is any different. Years ago, Almighty God, Allah blessed one of his servants to make a call. And evidently, the God had favor on his servant because the God put the spirit in the heart of his people to respond to that call. 23 years ago, Almighty God was showing the world, whether you like it or not, his choice. He chose us as a people, but everybody has to have a head. And whether you subscribe to all that the minister believes is irrelevant. The minister has been teaching for 6 decades. And no one here, by the grace of Allah, I believe, know the enemy better than this man sitting behind me. Over the years, we all have been tried. And those characteristics of jealousy and envy has crept in to the movement. And this is why when our enemy represents the minister to the people, it's always skewed in how he represents this man of God. But the time has come that we don't give a damn what they think about our man. And any one of you that do not do the research before you condemn this man, you will be dealt with by our people. Because when you deny this man, you are denying the very liberation and the salvation of us as a people. All of us have held our peace because of this man. I thank Allah for this man, and I thank Allah for my mother. And I want him to know that the movement is safe. We have, everybody in here, have come from an infinity of time, and we're here for a few moments in time, and then we go back into an infinity of time. We have to be the strong link in the chain from ancestor to ancestor. What are you going to do with the time that you have? I would like to present to you a man who, in my humble judgment, is the Prince of Peace. A man, in my judgment, who is the personification of love. And a man, in my humble judgment, who is the voice of God in our midst. Help me to bring to these microphones our brother, our friend, our leader, our teacher, our guide. Help me to bring the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Fath Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. I bear witness that he brought a man in our midst, a divine leader, teacher, and guide, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ. And I further bear witness that he brought another man in our midst, a divine warner and reminder in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I greet you in the words of peace in the Arabic language of paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Defenders of Farrakhan. Truth has reached out to you. We'll use that truth to knock out falsehood out of his brains. We will fight, defend the three in the order. That's Master Fahd Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And also, not also those three, but our nation, the Nation of Islam. When propaganda comes out the flood, out the dragon's mouth. Brother Maurice, play the first clip, brother. Play the first clip. Play the first clip. Brothers and sisters, please sorry for the inconvenience. We have to hold, make a slight delay. Hold on for a minute, let me see what happened.
and stuff.
Assalamu alaikum.
What the hell going on?
Assalamu alaikum.
Something going on.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let me start over, brother Derek.
Yes,
Bismillah Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. I bear witness that he brought a man in our midst, a divine leader, teacher, and guide. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad is the exalted Christ. And I further bear witness that he brought another man in our midst, a divine warner and reminder, the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is divine warner and reminder in our midst. I greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise in the Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Defenders of Farrakhan. When truth comes to you, we use that truth to knock out falsehood out of his brains, and we will defend not also the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but the three. That's the Master Fahd Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and our nation, the Nation of Islam, against the enemies of Muhammad, black or white. Brother Derek?
Yes, sir.
Play the first clip referring to Chelsea Clinton, what she said about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan recently. You can go on the Defenders page if you find it.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, give me a moment.
Yes, sir.
He says on the Defenders page.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of them. I posted two of them.
Okay. Okay. Is it an actual clip of her saying it, or is it an article? Because I see two articles.
Basically, it's an article.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. There's one on IsraelNationalNews.com talking about that.
Yes, sir.
Let me go right there. Yeah. Okay. Here I. Oh, forgive me. My laptop sometimes acts a fool.
Yes, sir. Because if not, I just logged into it through my phone.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, because I'm going to, me and you can just talk about this.
Yes, yeah, the article,
Chelsea,
you know, Clinton calls out Louis Farrakhan over anti-Semitism. Daughter of President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton slams Nation of Islam leader over anti-Semitic tweet comparing Jews to termites. That's how the article starts off. Okay, here it goes.
Yes,
Chelsea Clinton called Louis Farrakhan's anti-Semitism dangerous and said laughter in response to it made my skin crawl. Her quote, quoting her. Clinton, the daughter of former President Bill Clinton and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, was reacting on Twitter to a Farrakhan tweet in which the leader of the Nation of Islam said, "I'm not an anti-Semite, I'm anti-termite." Comparing Jews to termites is anti-Semitic, wrong, and dangerous, Clinton tweeted Wednesday, quoting Farrakhan. Twitter, meantime, said it will not suspend Farrakhan from the site. A BuzzFeed reporter quoted a spokesperson for the company saying that Louis Farrakhan's tweet comparing Jews to termites is not in violation of the company's policies. The policy on dehumanizing language has not yet been implemented. Farrakhan's tweet posted Tuesday was attached to video of a speech he gave Monday, marking the 23rd anniversary of the Million Man March, his 1995 rally advocating empowerment for black men. To the members of the Jewish community that don't like me, thank you very much for putting my name all over the planet because of your fear of what we represent. I can go anywhere in the world. I'm not mad at you because you're stupid, he said at the speech in Detroit. So when they talk about Farrakhan, call me a hater. You know what they do. Call me an anti-Semite. Stop it. I'm anti-termite. The audience laughed in response. The responsive laughter makes my skin crawl, Clinton said on Twitter. For everyone who rightly condemned President Trump's rhetoric when he spoke about immigrants infesting our country, this rhetoric should be equally unacceptable to you. The reference to Trump appeared to be an appeal to leftists who have been outspoken in denouncing President Trump's bigotry while remaining silent about Farrakhan. Most prominent among those leaders have been leaders of the Women's March, including Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez. I'm not sure I pronounced that previous name correctly.
Yes, that's right.
Farrakhan has a long history of anti-Semitism, and Clinton's parents absorbed some criticism in August for appearing with Farrakhan on a stage at music great Aretha Franklin's funeral. Chelsea Clinton took flack on social media for the appearance. At the time, she responded saying her parents couldn't control who Franklin wanted to attend at her funeral, and she denounced anti-Semitism, and I'm not my parents. Okay, let me see if it goes on. Oh, excuse me, this stupid laptop.
Yeah, I see it's a little slacking now. I'm looking at it myself. I believe that's it.
I believe that's the end of that article.
Yes, sir. You know, first of all, what Chelsea Clinton doesn't realize, the presence of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on stage during the funeral of Aretha Franklin's, what people saw in the picture, Farrakhan looking dignified, the presence of God with him, Sharpton looked confused, Jesse Jackson looked confused, and her father, Bill Clinton, looked in another direction.
Absolutely.
Now, after the funeral, behind, you know, I wouldn't say behind stage, Clinton shook hands with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He knew that's God's servant, and he knew that the presence of God was right there. But also,
absolutely,
when he got into the controversy with Monica Lewinsky, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan back in 1998, prior to the Holy Day of Atonement in Washington, D.C., wrote him a letter. How did he handle the senators? And the senators, those who was in seat trying to be so self-righteous, what the stuff they were doing? They were involved in going in the red light district, messing with prostitutes through the wee hours of the morning and evening, and
absolutely,
also messing with page boys that work in the White House. So how dare you call the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan an anti-Semite when he'd been on the cross for 34 years, like the days of Jesus, crucified by the scribes or the scribos through the press in America, and was barred to speak from England since 1984. We had that banned.
Actually, 1986, he was banned from the UK.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, 1986, excuse me. He was barred. But 15 years later, we had that ban lifted. And the people in the United Kingdom want to hear from Farrakhan. But your father, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, you have to remember, started the Three Strikes You Outlaw, and your mother was calling black youth super predators. So
that's right.
Who is the real Semite, Farrakhan or your mother and your father? I choose your mother and your father. They the ones are the real anti-Semite. Minister Farrakhan exposed who the wicked Jews are. And he told them when they was attacking Jesse, this is the last black man you are. And when he spoke in Los Angeles, what did they say? Death to Farrakhan, death to Farrakhan. Not so in Los Angeles, but in Madison Square Garden. But he gave him a warning. He said, you are the last black man. If something happens to me, watch what happened to America.
That's right.
So,
they were chanting, "Who do we want, Farrakhan? How do we want
Farrakhan,
him dead?
Who do we want dead?" So how can you, Miss Chelsea Clinton, compare the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who has been a faithful warner and reminder in our midst, an anti-Semite, a bigot, a racist, and a Hitler lover? You can't compare him to Hitler. Hitler didn't call, Minister Farrakhan didn't call death to the Jews, but the wicked Jews that he has been exposing, the ones who promote pornography and all kind of other foolishness in Hollywood, and especially exploiting my own people in Hollywood, making them the clowns and the buffoons in the 1920s and 30s, and Stephen Fetchit, Amos and Andy, Hattie McDaniel, Butterfly McQueen, and all these other Negroes,
Sycophant
Negroes, bucking and cooning and buffooning.
Yeah, never mind Stymie, Farina, and Buckwheat on the Little Rascals.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is why when we expose of people who are called the so-called Jews, who not doing it in the righteous principles, but in the wicked principles. That's why when he said Judaism is a, when he exposed those who don't reach out for the sick, the imprisoned, the homeless, et cetera, what they were doing is the filthy practice. They don't have anything to do with the righteous Jews, but it has everything to do with the wicked Jews. So, Chelsea Clinton, my advice to you, you better check your internet, and you better look at your own mother and father for the things that they have done. And your mother is on the same side of the coin as Trump is. So you better take a good look who the real anti-Semite is. And Brother Darren?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the second article, beloved, that I have posted.
Okay, give me a second. I left this page. It's... This laptop is getting on my nerves. Give me a second.
Yes, sir. Take your time, dear brother. Okay, Brother Maurice want to play a clip, dear brother. He just texted me.
Yes, sir.
I just sent a letter. I just told him, yes, sir, play it.
Elijah Muhammad, claiming prophethood back in the 30s. And we know his basic teachings was that white people were devils and black people were Allahs, and he pluralized Allah, became Allahs. This is basic teaching. He went to the Quran and found evidence for it. In the translation of Muhammad Ali, of the verse in Surah Taha, verse 102, where Allah says there, يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا. On that day, when the trumpet is blown, we will assemble the criminals blue-eyed. So they said, he said, who has the blue eyes? Allah says, these are the criminals going to hell. They have the blue eyes. So, of course, when one goes into the classical understandings of this term, Zurqa, yes, Azraq means blue. When you go into the usage of that description in classical Arabic, it refers to the clouding of the cornea, where it gets a bluish-gray tinge, where the sight becomes blurred. This is what it's referring to. So, a better translation would have been bleary-eyed, as opposed to blue-eyed. Because blue-eyed has no meaning. It has no meaning. Bleary-eyed is the correct translation. So, we can see from this that where we don't follow the correct methodology, then we can end up with all kinds of deviations, justifications for all kinds of interpretations. And a note was just passed to me as a reminder when I mentioned about the Sahabi who went to the Khawarij. I mentioned it was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. It was Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sorry, not Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Who was known, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was known as the greatest Mufassir or interpreter of the Quran. His interpretations are given precedence over the rest of the Sahaba. Prophet ﷺ spoke about him in particularly glowing terms.
Yes, sir. You know, this is an example of when those who twist the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, these so-called scholars around. When he said blue eyes, blue, does this dumb Negro realize? Does blue is the color of deceit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what blue means. It don't mean the actual color blue from the color of your eyes. It's the color of deceit. And number two, we as the black people here in the wilderness of North America, before the Savior had arrived in 1930, made himself known July 4th, 1930, we were part of despised and rejected. And we were the chosen ones, came from the despised and rejected. So this what gets me with these Islamic scholars with this, you're not with the real Islam. Okay, if you prove it that we're not with the real Islam, are you concerned about the black man and black woman here in the wilderness of North America that's part of the despised and rejected, the wine head, the dope fiend, the prostitute, the fool, the walking fool, etc.? Are you concerned about them? No, you're not. Are you concerned about having grocery stores in the corner of every, and liquor stores on in every corner in the black community? Don't care how you hollering about Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, hiding the Quran behind your back, doing filth and evil practices, which the Quran condones, don't condone. And they speak against the beer, speak against hog, speak against tobacco. So you the one puts the filth in my community. But when a Georgia-born black man who was taught by the Savior for 3.5 years and became the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and reached out to that junk pile, made him FOI and MGT, and made a star witness, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is doing the same work as his leader, teaching guide, is doing. So is that the real Islam? Yes, it is.
That's right.
If we're here in America, which is called the Christian West, we are dressed in the Christian West because we're a reflection of what God put in us now, so that we attract the opposite, that is the dirty glass. We don't compare, we don't walk in a community like in the East with a beard and jalabia, and we pulling it down, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, and you not doing any work, reaching out to the despised and rejecting our sisters, walking 10 steps behind us, walking with their face covered. That's not the way in Islam here in the North America, in the wilderness of North America. No, sir. So who is you, Mr. So-called scholar? And what makes it so bad, you came from Mississippi. You was a fool Negro. How the hell are you going to compare trying to call yourself exposing the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad? You don't even have the actual facts. You just going around not dealing with actual facts, truth mixed with falsehood. Mr. Negro, please.
Yeah,
and Brother Jared, you go. Yes, say what you have to say, dear brother.
You know, it's so funny that they talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's claiming prophet. For starters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad never said he was a prophet. He said he was the messenger of Allah. There's a difference.
That's right.
Messenger in Arabic is Rasul. Prophet in Arabic is Nabi. They're not synonymous terms. It's like saying this rectangle is a square. All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
That's right.
I mean, a square is something that has four equal angles. A rectangle has four angles, but they're not all equal. A prophet is one who prophesies of the future. A messenger is just one that delivers a message. All prophets are messengers, but not all messengers are prophets.
Come on.
Bottom line. I mean, even
right.
The oft-quoted verse in the Holy Quran that they try to throw in your face, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men. He's the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Even that differentiates the two.
Come on.
It says seal of the prophets, not seal of the messengers.
That's right.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me how they come at you with this small time stuff.
And really, they really have limited knowledge of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which is so sad. But you call yourself a scholar, don't know nothing about the teachings from the man to the moon, Negro. This Negro don't know. So how can you, a so-called scholar, can try to defeat what gave me life, what gave Brother Derek life, what gave others life? You can't defeat this truth that was given to us. No, you just going around talking a bunch of jibber jabber. You know, what does that have to do with your so-called presentation of the teachings and your so-called expose of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad? I don't get it. You know, this is why when Negroes, just Negroes in particular, and you just a big joke. A big joke. You just don't know. They not with the real Islam. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a prop. No, we never said he was a prop. As my brother said, he's the messenger of Allah. But he's more of a messenger of Allah. He's the exalted Christ. Christ means pressure of the wicked. And the wicked is this wicked damn world, which is the white man's world, which is going down.
That's right,
so,
bro.
You so-called scholars and you silly old Negroes, I'm going to tell you straight up, you step your backside in the ring and debate those who stand with Farrakhan and stand with his leader, teaching guy, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the debate. Bring your backside in the ring, and it's going to be promoted by our national flag, which represents freedom, justice, and equality. That's what we stand on. So you so-called Islamic scholars, these Negroes also, step your behind in the ring. You know who you are. You can't defeat this truth. And Brother Maurice says he's going to play another clip there, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to let him know. Yes, sir, he can play it. Because he's going to send it to me, inbox it to me, send it to me.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Christopher Platt, reporting for Your Black World News with an article from MediaIte.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and visit theblackbusinessschool.com to learn about financial literacy and how you can grow your business today. A CNN contributor's ties to Louis Farrakhan were called into question amid Farrakhan's recent tweet comparing Jews to termites. The Wrap's John Levine reported that a photo taken of Farrakhan and Mark Lamont Hill was being used by the Nation of Islam founder to promote his music. Hill says he was unaware of Farrakhan's use of the photo and is requesting for his image to be removed. "I don't want to be used to promote anybody's materials," he told The Wrap. "I'm going to ask for it to be taken down, as I don't think it's consistent with my values and my professional standards." Hill explained that the photo was taken at a gathering in 2016 where invitees got to listen to Farrakhan's new album. "It wasn't like one big event. It was just people cycling in and out," the political commentator said. "It was good music, actually." In his report, Levine also included a 2008 clip of Hill defending Farrakhan on Fox News, saying he didn't know if he was an anti-Semite after being pressed by Sean Hannity on Farrakhan calling Judaism a quote-unquote gutter religion. "I do not know if he's an anti-Semite," Hill told Hannity, adding that his quote was taken severely out of context. Today, the Temple University professor completely condemned Farrakhan's recent remarks and believes that he is an anti-Semite. Hill clarified that he had only met Farrakhan twice in 2016 and had no relationship with him prior or since. He did, however, defend their encounter to The Wrap. "I worked on Fox News for years, having conversations with people I disagree with, people who said and did things I thought were racist, sexist, and xenophobic. But I had conversations with them because I thought it was important," he said. Hill also insisted that he believed no one should be banned from social media, from Farrakhan to Alex Jones to David Duke. "I don't think shutting down the public conversation is the way to do it," Hill said. "People should have access to ideas, even bad ideas." Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share this video and let us know what you think. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Your Black World YouTube channel and visit theblackbusinessschool.com today. I'm Christopher Platt reporting. Until next time, shalom.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm going to say this before I get into what I have to say about this other controversy now. You know, I'm going to listen to what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said. He's not in that beaten up type of bag, referring to Kanye West when he met up with President Trump. But though Lamont Hill and Kanye West, they met with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, or as they said, the spook sat at the door. And what is a such of what is such a crying shame? Lamont Hill sat with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan at the farm and discussing his "Let's Change the World" CD. Now, therefore, when you being pressured by boss and saying, "Nigga," excuse me, brothers and sisters, for saying this terminology, "Nigga, what you over here sitting with Farrakhan, nigga? You want your job, nigga? What I want you to do? You better denounce that Farrakhan, nigga. If not, you're fired." "Oh, yeah, boss. Yes, yes, boss. Yes, boss. Yes, sir, boss. Then you got the gall, Mr. Lamont Hill, to say, you know, "Yes, I met with Farrakhan, but I don't want nothing to do with the anti-Semite." Really? Really, Mr. Hill? You know, this is a prime example of not having to testicular fortitude to tell the damn cracker The hell with you. I do my own media. If you, any of you silly old Negroes who bow down to the pressure of boss telling you, nigga, say something about that Farrakhan, nigga. Oh, yeah, boss. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. I'll do it. But you should have the damn testicular fortitude. Take that damn chain off your damn neck and say, hell with you, cracker. I ain't doing a damn thing. Fire me. I'll do my own thing, cracker. I tell you this, brothers and sisters, I have to give Arsenio Hall credit for what he did to have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on his show back in 1994. But did he cry when they took him off air? No. And I know for sure he's seeing the minister right now. I don't care who you are. If you that damn weak, bow down to the pressure of the enemy, buddy, you should be ashamed of yourself, Negro. This is a prime example, brothers and sisters, when you look at a man who's speaking up for our people for 63 years, but been on the battlefield during that time, that beautiful track record that he has. But you bow down, you average silly Negroes. Get the Farrakhan litmus test. Joe, what do you think of Louis Farrakhan? I'll give you $10,000. Well, boss, I don't think that Farrakhan is a racist. He called death to the Jews. Okay, that's good nigga. Good nigga. Pat him on the head. I got chicken and biscuits for you, nigga. I got money for you, nigga. How much money you need? How much, nigga? Oh, yeah, boss. Yes, the boss. I need such and such amount of money to support my cause to repudiate Farrakhan. Silly Negroes. Silly Negroes. You got that chain around your neck, and you just a damn lap dog funky for these crackers.
It's a shame.
It is a shame how, you know, the name Borelli is a prime example. And you, Miss Borelli, a black woman who had the nerve to speak against Farrakhan after Savings Day 2018. But what is so bad, you married the worst devil, and that's an Italian.
I remember who you're talking about now.
All you bootlicking, bug dancing, Uncle Tom and Auntie Thomasina Negroes, your days are over. All this old yassa bossing, scratching and shuffling, cooning and buffooning, all that nonsense is over, Negro. And you think you can speak against Farrakhan, but damn it, I'm going to tell you something. Those little ones who defend Farrakhan going to rise up and tear your behind a thing or two about yourself. Brother, I passed that mic on to you. I'm so fired up, brother.
Yeah, bro. You know, they just, it never ceases to amaze me, you know, and we both been doing, we've been part of this 28 years, going on 30, almost 30 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard it all. And, you know, when most of the time when these clowns talk all this, my response is usually four words. You know, I would love to narrow down to four words. Just shut the you know what up.
Exactly.
But, you know.
That's simple as that. That's the only language
yeah.
that they understand.
Right.
That's what they understand.
Oh, I remember.
Rebellious Negro, that's the only language
uh-huh.
they understand.
Oh, yeah. And I remember it was a lecture the minister put out in 1990. That, like I said, it was around the time we both came in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How many react to him? You know, I said, "What do you think of this man, Farrakhan?" And then their eyes pop out when you pronounce his name correctly. You know, it's
yes,
Farrakhan. I said, "Oh man, they know who he is."
And you know what? I'm gonna say this. Excuse me for cutting you off, brother. You know, that's just as an example. That point you just made from that lecture the minister did back in '90, envy how it leads to hypocrisy.
Yes, that's
when this is just with us. I can bear witness to this. I worked at O'Hare Airport at the time, and I remember seeing the believers coming through or the minister. I, you know, what you call roll the red carpet out to them, even though I haven't shed any blood, but Negroes who are in position or Negroes that work with you, what you doing that to the Muslims for? What you talking to them for? And what is it? What business is it of yours, Negro? Who you supposed to be? You don't dictate who I talk to. You know, I use an example. It was a Jehovah's Witness, and he was like old Tom Nichol. He looked like that news reporter from the New York Times, Stanley Crouch. Looked like his twin brother.
Oh yeah, he was on the Daily News. I know that. I know about that.
New York Daily News. This Negro, he looked like from Amos and Andy. Looked like Kingfish from Amos and Andy.
Oh yeah, and then Uncle Ruckus
from
the Boondocks. Yeah,
right.
And
he looked like
from the Boondocks.
Yes. Yeah,
I think
what I'm saying is this Negro. Okay, I was talking to one of the brothers from the E team, and a coworker of mine named Keith asked me, "Hey man, you with Farrakhan?" I said, "Yeah." He said he was processing, and he told me he's going to move to another city. I told him what to do, you know how to go, what the process is. And Charles, who was the Jehovah's Witness, was saying this. Why are you dealing with that heathen religion and dealing with a demigod like Louis Farrakhan? And then he said to me, why are you talking to the likes? Why are you talking to associated with the likes of Louis Farrakhan? I said, let me tell you something. Who I talk to from 7351 South Stony Island is my business. I'm not concerned who you talk to from the Kingdom Hall. So be advised. Mind your own business. What I'm saying is this, brothers and sisters. The followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we come to work. They will look at when we come as the clean people and the Negroes who's cutting the food, coming in drunk. They ain't concerned about those Negroes, but the ones who come sober, clean inside and outside, you be like, uh-oh, that's one of them, those are Muslims. Bill Wall, what you want to do? Fire that nigga. what about Johnny? He coming in drunk. No, let's keep that nigga. Or they'll use a Negro to look at, keep an eye on us, see if we wake the ones that are dead. That's what the minister said what happened to him as a young Muslim working in the fabric district when a man named Snow and his boss gave him a ham sandwich and went disaster to him. He said, I got this nigga right here. And when he tried the minister saying, Farrakhan, I heard that Elijah Muhammad, you too intelligent to associate with a man like him. And you know what the outcome was, Brother Derek, when the minister tried to tell him a thing or two about himself, his boss about him, about himself, who he was.
It's from that same lecture we were just talking about.
Right. Yes, sir. And what did that devil do? That devil fired him.
Mm-hmm.
So, brothers and sisters, this is why when we get on Negroes who bow down to the pressure of our 463-year-old open enemy to speak against Farrakhan, they know who they are, but you that scared not to have to tell this boss, the hell with you. I'll do my own thing. And break the damn chains off your neck and break the chains off your brains. So who is Lamont Hill? You just a lapdog flunky for the enemy. Now, I can understand if you have a thing that you don't agree with some of the things. That's fine. That is fine. But when you scared a boss, I saw you with Farrakhan. Yeah, I with what boss? Look, you better say something about that, man. Or if not, you're fired. Oh, yeah, boss. You scared. You're scared to death, Negro. That's why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he said, he hates scared Negroes and weak Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lamont Hill, you should be ashamed of yourself, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Shame of yourself. Bow down to pressure of our 463-year-old open enemy. And you said with the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Shame on you. But I tell you one thing. You better repent. You better repent and break them damn chains off of you and come to accept your own and be yourself, Negro. That's all I'm going to say about you, man. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And, you know, Mark Lamont Hill, in all honesty, I know very little about him. He came on the map in my consciousness with this controversy, with this stuff they were saying about him last day or so. My position is this. What I do with who I choose to associate with is my GD business.
That's right.
All right, I'm close to 50 years old. I'm somebody's grandfather.
Right.
I'm a grown ass, excuse my language, man. You don't tell me who I talk to and I don't. My mother can't do that to me for me anymore.
Right.
And my father been gone 3 years. No, I go associate who the hell I want. You don't like it? You can kiss my cheeks, and I'm not talking about my face.
That's right.
I had an experience on on my current job. It was a coworker. He was talking to somebody else. He was talking about smack about the minister. He said, "What is he doing?" I said, his job, he said, all he sees is bean pies and final calls. I said, his job is delivery of the message, period.
That's right.
I told him straight out, there are several different, there are three different categories of people when it comes to the minister. Their starters is his family and his longtime helpers. They're the ones I consider on one level my superiors. They're my fellow believers. They're my peers. And then
that's right.
I said to them, there's people like you. People who
right.
think they know but don't know what GG thinks. So
right.
let me teach you, and when it comes to that, man, if you don't know what you're talking about, zip that lip.
Right, shut it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? To add to that, Brother Darren, I can tell you this from experience. You know, when I, as a young Muslim, I remember going to my first Savior's Day as a 2 months as a registered Muslim. I remember after Savior's Day, I had an English teacher at the time. Her name was Miss Bean, a black woman, beautiful black woman. I'm just talking about her personality. And she wasn't there. One of the brothers was a substitute teacher for my English class. And he was suited and booted. He had on the suit, bow tie, had the national pin on his lapel. And I'm coming in. He was glad to see me. We gave each other the greetings, cheek to cheek. Assalamu alaikum. And before, you know, we got in, one of my classmates, this individual said, hey, Daniel, there's one of your people. And I said, and? So what? What are you worrying about it for? And when we were going to deal on the subject that we were dealing on in class, he was like, one of a Caucasian classmate of mine said, excuse me, are you going to teach that black power thing from a black power book to the black students? And he said, no, sir. I'm just going to teach what Miss Bean, your teacher, Miss Bean, left for me to teach you all. And what I'm saying is, I look back from last Sunday, brothers and sisters, when Brother Nuri, when Minister called Brother Nuri up, and when Brother Nuri and Student Minister Carlos talked to the students in their respective schools in Detroit, I look back at myself in school when a believer was my substitute teacher in English 4. And when the white students were thinking, oh, that's one of Farrakhan's people, he's going to teach that black power. It was none of that type of thing on the agenda, brothers and sisters. He was just teaching what the teacher was that left for the subject to deal on. Other than that, it was no, is this true that Farrakhan did this? Whatever. It was none of that, brothers and sisters. It was just, he taught the subject what he was supposed to teach. Other than that, it was nothing, no type of nonsense. Because I'm going to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. I was watching some of the jokers in my classroom who was ready to say something out loud. I was going to speak out. And what I'm saying is this, family. It's a difference when a believer who teaches in these public schools, whether it's grade school or high school, and using proper handling of the people. And I tell you, as Allah is my witness, that classroom was like rat pissing on cotton. Excuse my language, brothers and sisters. And it was nothing like that, brothers and sisters. You have anything to add on, dear brother?
I pretty much, because by the time I came in, I was already out of high school.
Yes, sir.
My first real experience with the nation was in when I took a couple of college classes up in York College up in Queens, New York.
Right.
I was just passing through. They were rewinding a videotape. Yes, I'm that old family.
yes,
most
sir.
People don't remember VCR tape, but anyway, they were rewinding the tape, and then I saw in the rewind it was the National, you know, the Star and Crescent. I like, what's this? I was intrigued, and then the brother was hosting the program. Brother James, he was over Queens at the time. He's down in Florida.
Yes, sir. Shooting
Minister
from Tampa.
Yes. Yeah, and you were playing the minister's press conference, and then that started me on my, from 1989, that started me on my journey.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That was probably all I got out of college at the time.
Right. And this is why I'm going to say this. How I feel is I'm going to tell anyone who want to accept this truth. My advice is don't let no one, family or so-called friend, to hold you back from your salvation. If this man gave me life, do you think I will give 2 cents about a family member or so-called friend that got something against Farrakhan, don't really have a legitimate, reason, I don't care. I'm gonna stand with Farrakhan. I don't care what Negroes will say, hell well. I'm not gonna cry over spilled milk over it, hell well. But I'll tell you this, damn it, I've been persecuted by family members from day one. And still doing it, but in a way, they doing it behind the back, but would not try me. Because they will face the fire from my mouth. Not so the fire from my mouth, but they will face the fire from my mama, who is 75 years old. And she'll tell you, don't talk about my son's religion. She'll put that fire on your backside and have you crying.
Yes, sir.
And, I'm 46 years old. I'm right now with Negroes in particular who just don't want this truth.
Exactly.
And want to talk crazy against the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I feel like this. Don't come my direction with your nonsense. Because when you come my direction, you will feel my wrath. And when I put that wrath on your backside, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, see, don't think the suits and bow ties and the sisters with the garments are some sweet and humble people. Yes, we are. We're peaceful people. But God damn it, when you come against us, you will feel that wrath on your behind.
That's right.
Because I'm going to say this real clear. For you hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious Negroes, keep talking against Farrakhan. Keep bowing down to boss. Keep being the clown and the buffoon and mock our religion. See what happens to your silly behind. See what happens. You'll feel the wrath of Allah on your behind. You don't know what the hell will hit your behind. All you want to do is, I don't like Farrakhan. What's the reason, Negro? He took the money from the Million Man March. He has something to do with Malcolm. Okay, if he has something to do with Malcolm, do you have proof, Negro? Well, I read the autobiography of Malcolm X. I read the Judas fact about Carl Evans. First of all, Negro, let me put something on your silly brain, first of all. Let me talk about the autobiography of Malcolm X. When Malcolm passed, Betty Shabazz didn't even give Alex Haley the permission to put the autobiography of Malcolm X out. And second, Carl Evans and his book, The Judas Fact, and also the book on the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is truth mixed with falsehood. So are you going to believe a lie or the truth? Obviously, silly Negro, you'll believe the truth because you're going to be in this nigger mode, which, you know, you don't want to hear nothing what we have to say, but you'll believe what the enemy will say or put out there. That's why you're in the nigger mode. I'm going to say it straight up. Excuse me, brothers and sisters, for saying that, but I'm just going to call it as I see it. You're in the nigger mode. You have anything to say, anything else to say, brothers?
Rose, I mean, it's like I said, I mean, you would think I heard everything after all this time. But, you know, although I see I have, and, you know, and the worst thing, they regurgitate every doggone thing, you know, even though there's no evidence, none whatsoever, of what they claim about us.
Right.
And I challenged them. I challenged them on YouTube, on Facebook, or wherever to present their evidence.
Right. Right.
And somebody had the gall to say, I'm in my feelings. Feelings ain't got nothing to do with this. I just said, present your evidence.
Right.
Because I'm the type of person that, you know, when it comes to certain things, I'm not interested in opinion. I want actual fact, especially the subject
right.
of the Nation of Islam and Abu Louis Farrakhan and everything related.
Right.
Just show me.
Come on.
What he says is the truth, what he says is a lie, or whatever. And guess what?
Come on.
I said, smarter people than you, which is easy to find, failed to do that. So I'm not silly enough to think you're gonna present me some evidence that I don't know about.
Right.
That don't exist.
And you know what's so sad, this is what I'm gonna point out two things, you know, with Malcolm. Like as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, you can't claim Malcolm if you smoke and reefers. Don't take a bath. Don't misuse and abusing people and snorting cocaine. And see, these ones that want to claim them, that's in that type of bag. We can beat them up with the truth with bar none. But the sad thing, you have the Negroes who claim Malcolm want to read and quote. You have to really beat them down. What they claim, what they have, the so-called Malcolmites, you have to really beat those Negroes down. They don't understand about Malcolm when he went to Mecca the second time. Did Malcolm say he was about integration? No, he said his philosophy was black nationalism. Black nationalism.
Okay.
So, you know, this is what I don't get with some of you Negroes. Did you have the common sense and your hearing and your brain working at the same damn time? Can you hear what Malcolm said, and can you have the sense enough to think that Malcolm all of a sudden became an integrationist? Y'all got it all twisted around, and it's a shame.
It's a shame.
I had to tell one Negro back 15 years ago, was saying,
Malcolm brought Farrakhan in. I said, excuse me. I said, first of all, sir, I said, Malcolm didn't bring Farrakhan in. I said, it was his friend Rodney X. Smith from Boston, Massachusetts, invited to the Satan Day Convention.
Yes, sir. It was between Brother Rodney and his Uncle Samuel.
And his Uncle Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
When I told him that, he said he had an uncle in the nation. Yes, sir. And his mother became a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And his brother. So, you know, where are you getting your facts from, Negro? You going to go to a little book by Carl Evans, or what's that Jewish fellow who wrote The Prophet of Rage name?
I forget his
Arthur
name.
Majita.
Arthur Majita.
Some Jewish fella.
Yeah.
You going to go buy those books? Malcolm X brought Louis Farrakhan to the nation. No, sir. No, ma'am. It was Brother Rodney through Brother Rodney to bring Minister Farrakhan to Savior's Day in 1955 after Minister Farrakhan performed at Gene Fadulli's nightclub. And then you dumb Negroes who don't realize Minister Farrakhan back in 1955, Savior's Day 1955, pardon me, was a Savior's Day gift for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when he said back in 1954, Savior's Day 1954, I need a helper. Minister Farrakhan didn't realize, I'm going to help this little Georgia-born black man. No, he didn't know he was that man. But the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he need a helper. That he need a helper. And he became that gift and that helper for that Georgia-born black man. And also, you all don't realize another thing I'm going to add. Minister Farrakhan didn't want to take Malcolm's place in New York, but Yusuf Shah suggested Minister Farrakhan to be that man. And when he became the minister in New York, he made New York more prosperous than Malcolm has done.
That's right. That's right, bro.
And Minister Farrakhan stood up to the damn police in 72 when the mosque was attacked, calmed the people in Harlem down from riots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So.
Yes, sir, bro.
I'm saying this what Minister Farrakhan said in Savior's Day 1991. You don't know Minister Farrakhan. You don't know him. So, my advice to you silly Negroes, y'all need some serious educating. Serious educating. Because your brains are so twisted around. No wonder you get things twisted around. And it's the old saying, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Absolutely, bro.
And what my granddaddy used to say, and he's from the South, boy, you put your brain in the bird, he'll fly back. That's what some of you Negroes are. Your brains are so messed up. You'll make a bird fly backwards. You have anything to add, dear brother?
Oh, brother. Brother, it's just a privilege to be on the air with my brother here. I didn't initially feel qualified to even co-host, but
yes, sir.
You know, it just got my fire lit. Everybody's speaks of Malcolm. You know, he said he made the nation. No, he did not. the nation was here before, when he got out of jail. And the nation is still here 53 years after he was gone. I mean, and when Minister Farrakhan was put over in New York, there was only 4 mosques in New York. And
that's right.
When Honorable Elijah Muhammad departed in 75, it was 18.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he stood up and revealed his father's name and his work, it was only him and one man, Brother Jibril Muhammad, who was known at the time as Bernard Kushmir.
Yes, sir.
So what y'all don't realize, what is such a shame how, you know, you all don't do a thorough enough research. Y'all can go quote Carl Evans or anybody else who call himself writing books on the nation, don't really know what the hell they talking about.
Absolutely, bro.
I give C. Eric Lincoln to a degree what he did was good. You know, all praise is due to Allah. And I give that Swedish scholar who did something on the nation back in 1995 and 96, he did thorough research, praises be to Allah. On Lewis Lomax, even though he was leaning towards Malcolm, more towards his teaching, when the word is given, then black nationalism by their professor from Africa, I give them credit. But, you know, these other jokers who call themselves putting books on the nation, truth mixed with falsehood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And just and when they call themselves saying Elijah Muhammad was a Garveyite, really, was he?
Says who?
Prove it. You got it mixed up. Minister Farrakhan's father was a Garveyite. Malcolm's father was a Garveyite. Minister Farrakhan's mother was on the fringe of being a Garveyite, and even his own uncle was a Garveyite. So where are you getting your information from? You know, this is why we thankful to Allah that we have the archives. But you silly Negroes don't want to have the chance to look at the archives. Oh, you want to go by what the white man would put out or what Spike Lee put out with the Malcolm movie, blah, 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 but you don't want to come to us. But, you know, that's why what I said, the enemy got a grip on you Negroes. He got a vice grip on you Negroes. But you scared to come to the truth. But you be the puppet, and there be the puppeteer. Okay, nigga, say something against Farrakhan. Yes, nigga. Yes, nigga. You just controlling the puppet. You right along. You just dancing to the enemy's beat. Go ahead, nigga. He laughed at you. Yeah, this is a dumb nigga right here. Hey, Joe. You see what I did to that dumb nigga? Oh yeah, Bill. I seen it all. You got him wet. You got that dumb nigga, and he's gonna die right along with our civilization. And you dumb silly Negroes. When you gonna go into his world and his world is dying, and he let you know, nigga, we don't want you. You just like a child grabbing on the mom and daddy when they leave you for the babysitter, and you cry, mama, daddy, and he let you know, nigga, let go. Go over to the Muslims, nigga. What's wrong with you? and let you know, nigga, we don't want you. But I tell you like this, you better repent. And you better accept your own and be yourself. Anything else you have to say, dear brother?
Oh, bro. it's so much, bro. I guess I could go through this for hours. And,
yes,
and we don't
have
that much time. Oh, bro. It just, oh God, it just, you know, you're talking about those that write books about the nation. I at least I went through just about all of them. If I didn't read all of them from cover to cover.
Right.
I'm angry that I wasted money on that trash, the Judas Factor.
Right. I never wasted my money on it, dear brother.
Mm-hmm.
I remember somebody tried to sway me to read it. I said back in my mind, I ain't reading that garbage. When I saw when they said something about the minister, I said, no, why am I going to waste my time reading that book for? For what? For what? I'm not going to waste my time anything. This old Negro M. Carl Evans, who will say something against the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the little so-called book dealing with Malcolm's assassination. I would never waste my time on that book or his book on the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I would never have that in my library. No, sir. You know, that's why I look at Negroes like him in particular. He has a dislike towards the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But he has a deep liking towards Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali, which is a shame.
And when you get down to it, it's hypocritical.
Right.
You wouldn't have a Malcolm X or a Muhammad Ali was not for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's right.
Ali would have just been another boxer if it wasn't for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
And would have entertained the troops during the Vietnam War.
He would have been entertaining the troops and then get popped by a sniper.
That's right. And he would, you know, he would have followed the same, really. Also, he would have followed the same bag what Joe Louis did when he gave money to the Army and Navy Relief Fund. And then when they were saying that the nation took Ali's money and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad kicked him off the curb. But first of all, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't kick him to the curb. He gave him time out for when he went to television and said he would go back in the ring for money. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was no fool. He tried to tell Ali, brother, you fought the best that America had, England, Canada, and Germany had. You don't have anything else to prove. But he saw the boxing was still in his blood. And he didn't kick him to the curb. He gave him time out and took away his name and said he'll be known as Cassius Clay. But when he wrote the article in defense why he had to punish Ali, as the minister said, as he read the article, that was an example for him because the minister had the background in show business. But when he tried to come back to show business, he lost that singing voice. Allah took that away.
Yes.
So,
yes, indeed.
One thing with some of you dumb Negroes who don't realize, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was no fool. You'd say, oh, that man can't speak. He was just like Moses in the Bible of the yesterday. Moses had a speech impediment, and Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was like Moses with a speech impediment. And Minister Farrakhan was like Aaron, who was the aider of Moses. And Aaron was a better speaker than Moses. So what you all don't realize, that was a wise man. He knew what he was doing. All you Negroes want to go by what the white man would say or that dumb movie that played by Will Smith, Ali. Y'all want to go by that.
You get me started on that crap.
You know, you all want to go by that. Well, that's what they, that's what, the old man kicked him to the curb. No, he didn't. He know, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad know what he was doing. He wasn't a fool, but one thing, what you dummies don't realize, Ali had more patience than Malcolm did. He didn't break away to say the hell with the nation. He came back. But the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew, yes, this brother had boxing in his blood, but he's going to fall, you know, go out on his shield. And he exactly what happened. That's what exactly happened. And you saw, Brother Derek, what happened at the end.
Yes, sir.
So don't try to put the blame on the nation. Don't try to put the blame on the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you're that stupid enough, well, Ali found the real Islam. What real Islam, Negro? I'll tell you like this. If a Negro ever say, I'm not with the real Islam, prove it. Prove it. All you're going to do is stutter around. Shut up, Negro.
You'll be doing Jackie Gleason.
You know, it's a shame. It's a shame, brothers and sisters, how silly our people are. You know, y'all is just so silly and so stupid. It's just plain stuck on stupidity. Lord have mercy. and just go on and on. Don't even have the facts or the proof. When the nation deal on actual facts. You all don't deal on actual facts. You all just want to deal on garbage.
That's exactly.
That's what you all want to deal on. And it's a shame, brothers and sisters. In 2018, you Negroes, as I said, is stuck on stupidity.
Hey, they glued to it with crazy glue.
That's right. They'll believe what the devil put out there and take it and run. And it's just like, you know, you just want to add yeast to the lie. That's what it is. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame. It is a crying shame when you see us out there with the paper, you just come and approach us with your foolish comments coming out your retarded brain, coming through your foolish mouth. Why y'all teach hate? That's what the media said. First of all, did we attack white folks, Jews and Catholics, or put the swastika sign on the synagogue? No. Don't put that in that, put us in that bag. No, sir, no, ma'am. Don't put us in that bag. Or y'all killed Malcolm. What's the proof, Negro? You have the proof? Well, I saw Spike Lee's movie. And what's the proof right there? If you have any common sense, or you brainwashed, you don't want to do nothing. Nigga, not what's right with you, but what is wrong with you? Boy, you is just, y'all are just plain old silly, silly, silly. You know, that's why, you know, I have to say it real bluntly to those silly Negroes. The thought and the foolishness that come out your mouths. You know, I'm going to be honest. Watch what you say and think of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Simple as that. Watch what you say and think of him. Because if you don't, you got consequences coming from your deed, behind your deeds and your actions.
That's right.
And it's simple as that. And y'all don't know. We have a living God that back us up. And the two that's backing Minister Farrakhan up, Master Fahd Muhammad and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Y'all can't defeat him with the two backing him up. And y'all can't defeat this truth coming out of his mouth and from his heart. Y'all can't defeat that truth. All you all can just talk all you want to you black and blue in the face, but you can't defeat truth. You can bring all this, can we go along to get along nonsense, Uncle Tommy, Auntie Thomasina, Yasser Boss and all this nonsense. I don't like Farrakhan. You don't have a legitimate. Y'all can forget that. Bring that nonsense. Y'all can't defeat this truth. Simple as that. If you want to believe what the devil believes, you want to go along, get along, you're going to die right along in this civilization that this white man is involved in.
Yeah.
And before I close, brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in. Brother Derek.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being a help, dear brother. I truly appreciate it, dear brother.
All praise is due to Allah, brother. I'm sorry.
I want to say this. I'm from Chicago. My brother's from New York. I'm the head, and he's the heart part of the heartbeat. And the head and the heart is life. Number two and number seven.
That's right.
And brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in to the Defenders of Farrakhan. We apologize for the inconvenience, but keep on listening to this truth from the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and get that bold and powerful newspaper, The Final Call. And visit your local Muhammad Mosque and study group, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise in the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.